Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers are kindly requested to come forward. Once again, Allah blessed us with life. It's a Thursday night, Mubarak time, Mubarak moments. Allah's rahmat and mercy descends. Tomorrow is a Friday. Spend few moments in this kind of majalis. Inshallah we will benefit. We will hear something from the Quran, from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be very useful and beneficial for every one of us, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. La yazlimuhu. وَلَا يَغْزُلُهُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا يُشِيرُ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مِرَارٍ بِحَسْبِ إِمْرِ مِنَ الشَّرْ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمَ لَلْمُسْلِمْ حَرَامٍ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've narrated before you a very short hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As much as this hadith is very short and brief, it is a solution to many of our social related problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. Now the relationship between a brother and a brother, it is expected of him to do three things. One is, a brother does not oppress his brother. If he got any rights, any haqq, you do not take it away. You do not oppress him. The second expectation, that whenever he's in trouble, he's in problem, he's in difficulty, he's in hardships, you extend your hand of help and assistance to him. You don't leave him to go deeper into problems and difficulties. And the third expectation is, you don't look down upon him, you do not humiliate him, you do not disgrace him. So this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. La yazlimuhu. A Muslim will not oppress another Muslim. Wa la yaghzuluhu. When he is in trouble, he is in problem, difficulties, whatever is the nature of the problem and difficulty, he wants help, he wants assistance, he comes to you to ask for help and assistance, you don't leave him to solve his own problem. He's asking you to help, you should help him. And, وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. A Muslim will not look down upon another Muslim. Don't humiliate him, don't disgrace him. So these are the three things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the right of a Muslim to another Muslim. Just like a brother to a brother, a Muslim to a Muslim is like a brother to a brother. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that how can these qualities come in a person? What is that that will motivate a person, jolt a person to fulfill the right of the fellow Muslim brother? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to one thing. At-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna, at-taqwa ha-huna. Three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to his heart and he said that taqwa comes from here, from the heart. Taqwa is to be conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And when a person is conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he knows Allah is seeing, Allah is hearing, he knows that he has to stand before Almighty Allah to give an account of his actions and his deeds. He knows that you do good, then you will be rewarded. You oppress someone, you'll be punished. So it is that feeling within the heart, that Allah consciousness in a person, that you will not oppress the next person. You'll, if somebody is asking for help and assistance, then you don't just leave and abandon the person. You won't humiliate the person. This is taqwa, that Allah consciousness. Some of us, we have the wrong understanding of taqwa. We think taqwa is, you must stay awake the whole night, remember, you must make ibadat. Although you oppress a fellow brother. We think taqwa is, you must make a lot of tilawat of the Quran, the Kareem, a lot of zikr. Yet, you look down in disgrace and humiliate the next person. That is not taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The taqwa is that the person that he is most closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person that has a greater amount of taqwa, he is the person that is most honorable in the sight of Allah. And taqwa is to abstain from things that Allah has prohibited. Taqwa is to abstain from those things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prohibited. Taqwa is not only about doing things, it is also about abstaining from things that Shariat has prohibited. Then Nabi Karim, from those three things that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, from oppression, not abandoning the Muslim brother and humiliating a person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the worst of it all, بِحَزْبِ إِمْرِئٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. The worst part of a human being. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not talking about the good part or the bad part. He's talking about the worst part of a human being. Is you look down upon a next, your Muslim brother. You humiliate him. You disgrace him. You think superior about yourself and you look down upon the next person. Then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further mentioned, Kullul Muslimi ala Muslimi haram. That every part of a Muslim upon another Muslim is haram. And three things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. Damuhu wa maluhu wa irzuhu. You can't attack the blood of a person. The person himself, the person, the human being himself. You can't attack him. Wa maluhu. You can't take his wealth away. And his dignity, respect and honor, you cannot take that away as well. Unfortunately, our attitude nowadays is that we are unable to distinguish between a sin, between a person and a sin. If a person commits the worst of sin, sometimes it is such an act that we dislike, we resent. If we hear about a person that committed that act, because they have committed that act, we look down upon that person. We need to distinguish between the sin and the sinful person. We'll hate the sin, don't hate the sinful person. We need to draw a distinction between them two. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained it in so beautiful words. Annasu ma'adin ka ma'adin al-dhahabi wal-fidda. People are like mines, like the mine of gold and silver. You look at a dump yard, it is filled with dirt. If somebody has to detect in that very same dump yard at the bottom, there's gold and silver. Now you'll approach the dump yard with utmost respect, with love. You want to remove the dirt from the dump yard so you can go deep into the ground and remove that gold and the silver. Likewise, in the very same way, we should treat fellow Muslims. If we come to know that somebody has committed a sin, somebody has committed something wrong, the wrong is the wrong. But that does not mean now you humiliate the person and you just abandon the person. Just as you would go to a dump yard and you have detected gold underground, you will remove the dirt from there and then you will go deep into a ground to take the good out of it. Likewise, remove the bad from the person and try to extract the best from the person. This is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself mentioned that people are like mines, like the mine of gold and silver. And unfortunately, our attitude nowadays is that when we hear something about someone, especially in the era of the various social networks, that you hear something about someone and it is immediately spread across from one part of the world to another part of the world. And without even investigating, we just heard that information and we immediately start thinking bad and negative about the person. Sharia doesn't allow us to do that. And neither does Sharia allow us to digest such kind of information. Why must we contaminate our heart with such kind of information? We need to protect ourselves from this. This is very, very important. We have an attitude of sometimes judging a person from his outward appearance. This attitude is also wrong. Sometimes you may see a person that apparently commanding great amount of respect. We think that, no, he is superior. And then we see another person that outward and apparently he doesn't command respect, but we look down upon him. This against the sunnah. This was a hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, the hadith is narrated from Suhail ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that on one occasion Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one person passing by. So he asked the sahaba, "Ma taquluna fi hadha ar-rajul?" What are you people's opinion regarding this person? The sahaba mentioned, "Hadha min ashrafin nas." He is among the noble people, respectable people. And then they told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Hadha hadi in khataba ay yukhattab, wa in shafa'a ay yushaffa', wa in qala ay yusma'." That this person is such that if you have to make a proposal for a girl, anybody will accept that proposal. If you have to intercede of anybody's behalf, then that intercession will be accepted. And if you have to say anything because people regard him to be a noble person, then they will accept whatever he says. Shortly thereafter, another sahabi happened to pass by. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the sahaba, "Ma taquluna fi hadha ar-rajul?" What do you think about this person? So, sahaba mentioned, "Hadha min fuqara'i al-muhajirin, min fuqara'i al-muslimin." He is among the poor people. And hadha hari in khataba Allah yunkah, wa in shafa Allah yushaffa, wa in qal Allah yusma. That this person is such that if you have to make a proposal for a girl, nobody will accept it. And if you have to intercede, somebody is in difficulty, hardship, he has to intervene, then nobody going to hear him. They won't accept his intercession. And if he have to say, nobody will even care to hear about what he have to say. Now look at it. Two people, what people were thinking about these two people, but how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned the whole thing around. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, "Lahada khayrum min mil'il ard bihada." The second person, who you'll think is a lowly person, that this person is better than the earth filled with the first type of people. And how important it is for us, to don't make conclusions about the person from the outward appearance of the person. You know, there's a saying in English, you don't judge a book by its cover. Exactly in the same way that we should not make conclusions about human beings in that way. And just in conclusion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, on one occasion, he was making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif. He addressed the Baytullah Sharif. And he said the Baytullah Sharif that, "Ma atyabuk, wa ma atyabu rihik, wa ma a'azamuk, wa ma a'azamu hurmatik." How great you are, how pure you are. But with all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "La hurmatul mu'min inda Allah khayrun min hurmatik." That the respect, the dignity, the honor of a human being is more greater than your respect, dignity and honor. How many of us, we would go through great lengths, great amount of sacrifices to go to Makkah Sharif. We'll sacrifice all of our resources, spend large amounts of money to go stand in front of the Baytullah Sharif. Great amount of respect and honor. But we wouldn't think anything about disrespecting a human being, violating the haqq of our fellow human beings. Whereas Nabi Sallallahu mentioned that more important than showing respect to a Kaaba Sharif is respect to fellow human beings. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. This is taqwa. These are the qualities we need to inculcate within ourselves. And when we deal with every people, when anyone, starting from our members in the family, people in our community, society, create a habit within us that we never ever look down upon any human being. In fact, when we see somebody that apparently people don't have respect for him, try to look within the person, what is the good within that person. What if we have to get caught up in something? Sometimes if somebody do something wrong, then you immediately look down upon that person. Everybody face challenges in life. What if we have to get caught in those kind of challenges in life and somebody would think about us in a negative way? You don't want anybody to think negative about you. Why is it when somebody is going to challenge his life, you look down upon those people? So how you want the next person to treat you? You treat the next person. This is a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Wallah, la yuhibbu, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Your iman is not kamil. Your iman is not perfect until you love for the next person what you love for your own self. How you want the next person to treat you? You want somebody to treat you with respect, dignity and honor. Why is it that we find it correct that we can look down upon the next person, humiliate and disgrace the next person? Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Short, brief hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but indeed it is a solution for many, many of our social related problems. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني إذا لا تسقط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكية لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات السلامات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات السلامات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورنا روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, forgive us each and every sin of ours. Allah, we are very, very sinful. Allah, with every part and every limb of our body, we have committed sin. Allah, with every part of our body, we have committed sin. We have immersed ourselves in sin. Oh, my Kareem Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Allah, the sin that we have committed, Ya Allah, openly in the day, Ya Allah, you forgive us those sins. The sin that we have committed at night, forgive us those sins. The sin that we have committed secretly, when we thought that nobody knows, but oh Allah, you know everything. Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Allah, forgive us the sin that we have committed, Ya Allah, in public. Forgive us the sin that we have committed in our families. Forgive the sin that we have committed with our friends and our associates. Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Oh Allah, forgive us the sins of our eyes. Cleanse our eyes. Purify our eyes. Ya Allah, save our eyes from looking at Namahram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save our eyes, oh Allah. Ya Allah, would look at haram, Ya Allah, we have contaminated our mind, our heart, our soul, our iman. Safeguard us and protect us. Save us from the nafs and the shaitan, O my Kareem Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, save us from the sin. Forgive us the sin that we have committed over years. We have heard so many wrong things. Ya Allah, we allow wrong things to come through our ears, into our heart and our soul. Make us maaf for that, O my Kareem Allah. God, grant us tawfiq and hidayah to protect our ears from hearing the wrong. Allah, God, forgive us for the sin that we have committed over tongues. Ya Allah, we make sins sincere tawbah. Allah will make sincere tawbah. Ya Allah grant that himmat and courage to make istiqamat in his tawbah and to stay away from all forms of guna and sin. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayah to have resentment for sin. Ya Allah beautify our iman, strengthen our iman so that with that iman we can fight with guna, fight against guna and sins. O Makarim Allah, O my Allah, in the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those people are in difficulty, hardship. You remove their difficulty, remove their hardship. Those people that are ill, sick, Ya Allah, you grant them complete and mukammal shifa. O Makarim Allah, those people are having family related problems. Ya Allah, you bring sukoon, khair, barakat, afir, happiness, sukoon, chain in the family, O Makarim Allah. Those people are having any type of challenges in life, Allah, you grant them solution to the challenges of life. O my Allah, grant us peace, happiness, Ya Allah, and barakat in everything of our life. Grant us halal, tayyib, rizq, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, look after our children, make them the coolness of our eyes. Let us see our children going to masajid. O Allah, let us see our children opening the Quran and making tilawat of the Quran Kareem. O Allah, keep our children away from the dens of the shaitan. Keep our children away from pornographic sites. Keep our children away from drugs. O Allah, keep our children away from every bad and evil. O Makarim Allah, remove all those kind of burdens from our life. Grant us ikhlas, sincerity, lillahiyat. O Allah, when the last moments come in our lives, Ya Allah, grant us tawbat and nasuha. Ya Allah, let us die in such a condition that, oh Allah, our hearts are filled and brimming with your love and muhabbat. We want to meet you, O Makarim Allah, and you also want to meet us. Take us away in that condition. Ya Allah, take us away in such a condition that, Ya Allah, if anybody's hukuk is on our heads and our shoulders, Ya Allah, you may make us maaf, compensate them on our behalf, and do not take us away with any burden in the akhirat, O Makarim Allah. Grant us, O Allah, a beautiful, respectable death, O Makarim Allah. Whilst we engage in ibadat, O Makarim Allah, the Mubarak months around the corner, grant us tawfiq and hidayat, keep us alive, O Allah, to enjoy the barakat and the blessings of the Mubarak month. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat to turn toward you, make us a sincere, honest servants and slaves, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala والمرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.